CAA Loma Linda is sponsored by Teamsters Local 1932, protecting the future of working families. Teamsters1932.org.
So are you ready to embark on a journey towards inner peace where your real home resides? In a world that never stops, finding peace can feel impossible. Welcome to Inner Peace Radio, your sanctuary for self-discovery and mental clarity. I am your host, Lupe Garcia, and my co-host,
Brenda Cruz. We are sharing teachings based on Course of Miracles in English and Spanish.
Thank you for listening. You can join us now.
Hi, Lupe. Oh, very exciting for waiting this moment with you.
Wonderful. We're going to go ahead and begin with our present moment, the here and the now, and the prayer that always brings us to our center, which is the holy instant. And we're going to ask that everybody close their eyes wherever they are and just bring themselves to a moment of silence, a moment of reflection, and a moment of inner quietness. If you can, be still. I recommend that you do, so that you can really be present in the here and in the now. I'm going to go ahead and initiate with a small prayer that will bring us to this moment of holiness and of peace. And it reads like this: nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Herein lies the peace of God. All of us are always wondering and wanting the peace of our Father, and it lies inside of each and every one of us. And we are here only to be truly helpful. We are here to represent Him who sent us. We do not have to worry about what we need to say or what we need to do, for He who sent us will guide us. We are content to be wherever He wishes, knowing He goes there before us. And we will be healed as we allow Him to heal us. And the reason this prayer is so powerful, because if you enter into that present moment of the holy instant, you'll recognize that only the eternal, that only the beautiful, and only the holiness in us will last forever. And here lies our peace. We have decided, many times we make choices, and we have to stop and see and recognize what is coming into our mind and what we are thinking. So we want to share a little bit of the ideas that enter our mind and how we can enter into spaces of confusion so quickly when we're not alert. So the first responsibility is to be alert. To be aware of what ideas come into our mind. We have decided a lot of times we make mistakes and we make wrong choices. And usually I'm going to share a small anecdote of when I was with my son yesterday morning, and I was so impatient. He asked me for a ride and I took him somewhere, but my body was like reacting. I knew I needed to stay calm and be patient, but my body was so impatient. It was so impatient because the ideas that were entering my mind were, you told me it would be only 30 minutes and I'm sitting in my car for more than 45. And as a mom, I wanted to complain. I wanted to put guilt on him. I wanted to tell him, hurry up, why I could be getting my nails done. That was actually what we were doing. I was getting my nails done and he said, Mom, can you give me a ride? I said, sure. And I was sitting in my car doing my lesson from A Course in Miracles. And I can go and see what that lesson was. But more than that, the important thing was that I was aware of what was occurring inside of my mind. I was aware of the ideas that were entering. But my body was feeling this impatience. so much that I was getting impatient. And then after the impatience, I started feeling a little bit of anger. A little bit of anger because, you know, I wasn't getting my way. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get my nails done and I wasn't. You know, he told me it would be 30 minutes, but now it's been an hour and 30 minutes. And then I had, you know, the lady, the gal who does my nails on standby because she says, you're coming back, right? I said, oh, yeah, I'm just going to go and do my run a quick errand and be right back. So the pressure of returning a message to her and letting her know. And the lesson went something like this. Stay still and do nothing. Stay still and do nothing. And I kept repeating the lesson over and over in my head. And I was come to the realization that my right mind, where the Holy Spirit lies, was telling me, just rest in this idea and let everything else go. And it was quite a struggle because my body was reacting one way. My mind wanted to stay in the lesson. But I my full desire was like when you call a girlfriend over for coffee and you just want to badmouth everything and say, could you believe my kid? He left me in the car in the heat for an hour and 30 minutes and just complain. Yeah. Just complain.
And feel good after complaining.
Yes.
But it's not
a good thing. Is the teaching behind this anecdote that I'm sharing. And that is the teaching that came to me right after. I said, why do we have to feel like we are, in Spanish, we would say desahogándonos. We are like, we have to release all these ideas. So I held tight to my lesson and my son entered the car. I took a deep breath and didn't say a word. I didn't say anything to him. I'm going to say I passed the holy test of not mentioning it. But yet I did record myself. Because I said, okay, the ego just wanted to scream and kick and throw a fit. And I said, go for it. But you're going to do it on my phone. And I recorded myself. And I said that. And I said, a lot of times we reach out to our girlfriends to complain. To complain and say, could you believe this happened to me? And then we laugh about it and we feel this, we do feel gratitude. We feel like this relief because it has to come out. But most of the time it's a trick.
Yes.
Because, to condemn.
Yes, because behind that, there is a decision that is making the whole scenario. And do you see the big picture?
Yes, I did. Right. I seen it on at the moment, but I now recognize why so many ladies, moms, daughters, and they're like, the girls' night out. Let's go out and let's complain about our kids, our husbands, and just vent. We call it, let's vent. This is okay. This is good because it's just among girlfriends and we're just venting. Well, that wasn't the invitation from the Holy Spirit. He told me, this is not what you do. This is not what a child of God does. And that touched my heart because I said, how many social medias and how many women out there are waiting for a Friday or a Saturday night or to go out to with their girlfriends for coffee or a drink just to do that?
Yes.
When it's completely the opposite of what the Holy Spirit is inviting us to do.
Yes, completely true. Because I don't know how to say that in English. Una resistencia a perdonar.
Resistance to forgive.
Yes, and resistance to see the real big picture. Because we are concentrated in the effect, not in the cause.
Correct. And you know what the effects? Well, the effect. Really, the nails were no big deal. I mean, it wasn't important. And I didn't get them done. Look, they're still not done.
Oh, my goodness.
And
you really want at that time? What
I wanted really to want? Go. Well, the thing is, so many things came into my mind. And because we are in this mental training, which is our invitation to all the audience, so important to train our mind because that is the only way you'll be able to sustain yourself vigilant of what ideas enter and how our mind, the ego side or left minded side, convicts us that it's okay. It's okay to release all this tension or all vent. It's okay. And it really isn't okay. Not because our Father wouldn't do it. So why would it be okay? Because if our Father in heaven does not see us holy and does not put all these ideas, the ideas that came was regret. The first one that came was regret, and I seen it because I said, okay, I could have dropped you off, gone back, gotten my nails done, and came back and picked you up. I should have left the minute you got off the car, and I didn't. And my son said, can you wait for me? And I said, sure. And I said, I'll wait. And he said, it's only going to be 30 minutes, Mom. I said, okay, then I'll wait. The 30 minutes turned to be an hour and a half. And I said, I could have gotten my nails done. So the first one was a regret.
But what will happen if you left and, okay, 30 minutes pass, I left.
I didn't leave.
Why?
Because I had told him I would wait. Mm-hmm. I had told him I would wait. He expected me to wait. Mm-hmm. And I was doing my lesson. And that's what held me up. I'm going to find that lesson right now. It was yesterday's.
Uh-huh.
So what number is that? Lesson 2.
Number 268. Que todas las cosas sean exactamente como son.
And yeah, Brenda just read it in Spanish. I'm going to read it in English. It says, 268. Give me one second. There it is. Let all things be exactly as they are. And then the lesson was, let all things be exactly as they are. Then as I'm sitting in my car, I was not supposed to do anything. I wasn't supposed to leave. I wasn't supposed to do anything. I was vigilant to the lesson, to live out the lesson in that moment, and to ask the Spirit, okay, what am I seeing? I was seeing regret. And I said, okay, regret of what? The nails, it's such a small thing. It's like, it's no big deal. You're making a huge deal, I would tell myself. You're making a big deal over this. Mm-hmm. But it was regret, was the first one. The second one was, I was really angry that I had to sit there for so long when I could have been doing what I wanted to do. So I wanted to tell him as soon as he walked in, why didn't you tell me it was going to take longer than it is? And I was about to put guilt all over my son.
But do you know what am I going to tell you?
Yeah, go right ahead. I know there's more to this. Go deep.
No, because you already said, I really wanted to do my nails done. And do you know the first things that we learned? Take responsibility.
Take responsibility.
And if you really wanted to do your nails,
you would have done them.
That wouldn't happen.
I would have done them.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Okay.
And I didn't because the desire was there, but there was a bigger desire, which was to be there and stay with him and
that's interesting.
Support him. But at the same way, what the Spirit showed me was that, no, it's not okay to vent. No, it's not okay to put guilt.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not okay to scream and fight. But the thing, what I recognized and felt was that my body was reacting to these emotions.
Mm-hmm.
My mind was in peace. My mind was holding up my lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And my mouth was shut.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't put my guilt or anger onto my son, which I was really proud of myself. You guys, we can all applaud and be yay. But you know what? What I'm more grateful for is for the Spirit allowing me to be able to see those ideas enter into my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we've done this mind training program, that I can release them and stay in peace and not put any burden on anyone else. Not on my son, not on the lady with the nails, not on nobody. And just allow it to be dissipated and for allow to peace really surrender in everybody's heart, in my son's and in the lady doing my nails. I just sent her a quick text and I said, hey, you know what? It's good. Things didn't turn out the way I expected. I'm a little longer. I think we're going to need to reschedule. What do you think? And I put it back on her. And she says, hey, we'll just meet on Monday another day. I said, that sounds perfect. And she was in peace. My son was in peace. And the minute my son walked into the car, he said, Mom, I'm so sorry that you've been sitting here. You've been waiting. I said, it's no big deal. And I just took a deep breath and I didn't allow anything to come out of my mouth.
Oh my goodness.
I said no. But that was like,
that's hard.
That was very hard, because I'm like, die to self. That is the true dying to self, but not dying to the beauty of ourself, is dying to the ego in us. Mm-hmm. That he is the one that needs to vanish so we can be really blossom into the fullness of our spirit and live the way we are called to live as children of God, and really be that light and that peace that expands to everybody, not just to ourselves, but to everyone that we meet. Like our teacher says, right? Mm-hmm. Anybody that meets me, anybody that sees me, can feel, can sense that peace in me.
That's beautiful what you're sharing. Thank you. Thank you, Lupita.
I'm going to, do you want to go ahead?
I don't remember what I will to okay. say, but
I'm going to just read that lesson, because mm-hmm. to me it was super duper powerful. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's yes. lesson 268 from a book, A Course of Miracles. And I want everyone to know that A Course of Miracles is a book written for psychology. Mm-hmm. So it is a book for the mind. It is not a religion, and it is not any type of other teaching other than psychology. So it is for the psyche, and that's why Brenda and myself will be talking and directing or sharing the information, directing it to the psyche, to the mind, and that's why you will hear us mention mind training program, mm-hmm. because both of us have trained our mind for over 3 years, and that is the reason we've seen a full transformation, not only in her life and in mine. Do you want to go ahead?
Yeah, you will read it?
You can share, and then I'll read it
in Spanish.
Okay, I'll read it in Spanish, in English, and then you'll read it in Spanish.
Perfect.
Let's go. So this one is lesson 268, and it reads, "Let all things be exactly as they are." Just in that alone, I'm going to go ahead and read it, and then I'm going to explain each sentence as we go along. Let all things be exactly as they are means do not intervene. Do not do anything to change it. Nothing at all. It's like, get out of the way and allow things to be. And do not intervene. Do not open your mouth. Do not try to fix anything that you see broken. It's don't do anything. Let me not be your critic, Lord, today, and judge against you. Let me not be your critic means, do not criticize the situation. Do not allow me to the situation with my son and my nails and all this scenario that I just spoke about. Is I'm not going to criticize what's happening here. I'm going to allow the spirit to give me a new understanding of what's happening in this scenario. And then the second part says, let me not judge against you. The Lord, like it says here, lives in each and every one of our brothers. So in this example of my son, the Lord lives in my son. If I would have judged him for not coming back 30 minutes later, or for not, I'm there, I am. The Lord lives in my son as an extension of God. So then I would be judging God himself if I judged my son. Mm-hmm. And that is what this sentence reads. Let me not attempt to interfere with your creation. Let me not attempt to, that is very easy to comprehend. Do not intervene. And distort it into sickly forms. Because what happens when we intervene is we make a mess. We make a mess. We don't only put guilt. We don't only judge. We don't only criticize, which is what is being asked of us here to not do. But what happens is we end up in confusion. We end up upset. We end up in conflict. And we end up, totally angry at each other, not even knowing. Or we move into justifying each other. We justify our actions. And it goes into ugly. It says here, you turn it into sickly forms. The next sentence reads, let me be willing to withdraw my wishes from its unity. And that's the wish I had. I wanted to do my nails. If I would have really have gotten upset and threw my wish out there, I would have, we wouldn't have been united when he entered into the car. We would have been broken. We would have been separated immediately.
Yeah.
But I put that wish aside thanks to the lesson that I needed to embrace. I needed it to really take over me, because in that moment, I didn't want to. But I did. So I guess I fulfilled that. I moved that wish aside and allowed unity to really settle in, and to, I allowed unity to take place instead of my wishes. And thus to let it be as you created it to be. And it continues, for thus will I be able to recognize myself as you created me. So if I recognize my son as impeccable, mm-hmm. as a creation of God, if someone cannot make a mistake, cannot be late after those 30 minutes, cannot do something intentionally to ruin my day, mm-hmm. or ruin my nails, mm-hmm. or ruin my program on how I had thought my day was going to go, I then recognize him as a creation of God. And I honor his creation. And I honor my own, being that he is me and I am him, and I am one with God, being the Son of God. In love was I created, and in love will I remain forever. And this is where love shines. This is where love expands, in the practice, in the doing. This is where love becomes incarnate, I'm going to say, mm-hmm. in my flesh, because my flesh had to die in one way or form. I had to stop kicking and screaming for my nails, right? What right. can frighten me when I let all things be exactly as they are? And everything would be perfect, because I would not be in intervening. And the last paragraph reads like this. Let not our sight be blasphemous today, nor let our ears attend to lying tongues. Only reality is free of pain. Only reality is free of loss. Only reality is wholly safe. And it is only this we seek today. So the only reality is to live in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit and be vigilant of our mind so we can embrace this teaching and let love spread. Because that is the only thing real. There's no opposites to love. Love is. And that's all.
That's beautiful.
And here you go, Brenda. Go ahead and read it in Spanish if you'd like.
Of course. Okay. Voy a leer la lección 268 en español. Y dice así. Que todas las cosas sean exactamente como son. Que hoy no sea tu crítico, Señor, ni que juzgue contra ti, que hoy no interfiera en tu creación, desfigurándola y convirtiéndola en formas enfermizas, que esté dispuesto a no atacar su unidad, imponiéndole mis deseos, y así dejarla ser tal y como tú la creaste, pues de esta manera será también capaz de reconocer a mi ser tal y como tú lo creaste. Fui creado en el amor y en el amor he de morar para siempre. ¿Qué podría asustarme si dejo que todas las cosas sean exactamente como son?
Beautiful, Brenda. Thank you for sharing it in Spanish.
You're welcome. The Curse of Miracle, the lesson, and the whole book, it talk about the forgiveness.
Yes,
but when you were talking, it's like all the book is not for learning the book,
it's
memorizing,
not theory.
Hearing and being with the book everywhere. No, it's practice. Even in those moments that you think are
stupid moments, like, oh, simple moments, or like nails, what? It's a problem in yeah, nails, really?
It was nothing.
But
it
for our mind and for the ego, yes, it was huge. A problem. It was a huge problem to do something else when you really wanted to do your nails, supposed to want to do
okay,
your nails.
Why don't we talk about what happens if I wouldn't have done the forgiveness prayer through my lesson?
Yes, of course.
What would have happened?
Oh, it's there's a lot of scenarios, like
right.
fighting with your son, he telling you things, worth things that you don't want to hear, like mom.
Yes.
There's a lot of scenarios.
Right. But
and
what I
crying.
Was getting to, true. But what I was getting to was
uh-huh.
if I put guilt uh-huh. on him, then I'm putting guilt on myself. If I judge him, I'm judging myself.
Yes.
So then, and how do we pay back guilt, Brenda?
What?
What happens when we feel guilty?
Oh,
how do we exercise that guilt sensation in us?
Yes, when you feel guilt, you're like telling yourself, I want to suffer with something.
Correct.
To pay
You
this want to
pay
guilt.
Back the guilt
yes.
that you felt or that you bestowed on someone else.
Yeah.
You feel like you did wrong.
And this decision, when you choose for forgiveness instead of reactive, it's like a domino player, you know, that you choose the forgiveness and the pieces do not fold. But if you choose the ego,
you can say the ego.
All the pieces like...
It would have been a domino effect of
yes.
pain
yes.
and suffering
and yeah
and anger
uh-huh.
and yeah we would have lost it. Both of us would have lost it.
Yeah,
and that's where insanity kicks in.
Yes,
so our right mind is totally. Go
but
ahead.
Even though when you choose reactive, but you see yourself, okay, I choose the ego and I didn't forget. In this moment, you can start all over again.
Yes, it's choose again.
Like yes, choose
and that
again.
That is our power.
Yes, that is our power. So you said, okay, I know, I go through this. I choose to hear the ego,
and
now can stop.
And I'm honest with you. When he got in the car, mm-hmm. my body was no longer showing anger or frustration because in the car I was so frustrated. My body was reacting, and I was angry. But when he got in the car, that was already dying out. And the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. promises that he will dissipate everything mm-hmm. when you enter into the forgiveness prayer.
Yep.
Dissipating everything and really allowing you to stay in a state of peace. And when he got in the car, I wasn't 100% in peace yet.
Mm-hmm.
I was mm-hmm. still like maybe an 8. And
uh-huh.
you know how our teacher says from 1 to 10, how much is your peace?
Yeah.
Well, I was about an 8 because I was still like processing it. It was still entering into my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And my son was sharing, and I could feel that I wasn't totally in peace.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose to stay quiet for at least 5 minutes mm-hmm. until that total, and I believe it's like surrender.
Mm-hmm.
Surrender to me, and I will take care of you. Surrender the peace. The peace, just allow it to enter. So I gave it a little more time, and then I turned around, and he says, Mom, can I put music in the radio? Because he loves to play music. And I said, why, of course you can. And he played his music, and we didn't discuss anything. And I was able to just stay in my zone with my forgiveness prayer and finish playing it out.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So it was a beautiful experience, one that I'm yeah. glad that
do
I
you,
was able to share with all of you today.
Do you remember in English this other, I love this lesson? It's called Yo Me Condenaría a Mí Mismo Por Esto.
Oh, would I condemn myself over this?
For
the nails?
Yes, or
for
let my mom
late.
Waiting.
Right, or for time. Not coming out.
The answer of completely
to.
No, right?
Right, would I condemn myself
over
this?
I love that one. And I use it a lot.
Would I condemn myself over this? Yes, because that helps you
yes.
Go into your right mind immediately. And not put any, and not judge
and
anyone.
Not separate from your brothers and sisters.
Correct.
Because you are like judging like this. Me condenaría a mí mismo por esto?
Yeah, it's a question. Would I condemn myself over this?
For any kind
for
of things.
For any kind. Yeah.
And
no.
the answer is no.
Definitely not. Because you know what follows once you're condemned, right?
What?
What follows after condemnation?
What?
Suffering.
Yes.
And we ain't going there. Mm-hmm. There's no need. There's no need, but we do have to have a few steps in line. Okay, I'm going to say we have to have a vigilant mind, which you get after you train your mind. Mm-hmm. And it's a mind training program of a year long, mm-hmm. practicing the lessons from lesson one to 365, correct?
65 lessons.
65 lessons. So it's one lesson a day. You train your mind every day. And then once you do that, you become aware. You become like the outsider vigilant of your thoughts. And when that kicks in, then you can say, okay, now I take responsibility. Now I get my power back. Mm-hmm. Now I can decide. And now I can, like you mentioned, I can choose again. And you know what? In this experience, I can say it's not always played as perfectly as we were able to share this moment, but it's a practice. And the more you practice, the more help you get, because the more confident and more trustworthy you are to the spirit.
That's true.
And now we're going to take a little break. I'd like you to reflect on our short anecdote and story and lesson of A Course of Miracles. And we'll see you in a little bit. If you'd like to call in with any questions, if you'd like to comment on the story or on this anecdote, or you have a similar scenario, please give us a call at 909-792-5222. We'll see you in a bit.
It's easy if you try.
KCAA Radio has openings for one-hour talk shows. If you want to host a radio show, now is the time. Make KCAA your flagship station. Our rates are affordable and our services are second to none. We broadcast to a population of 5 million people. Plus, we stream and podcast on all major online audio and video systems. If you've been thinking about broadcasting a weekly radio program on real radio plus the internet, contact our CEO at 281-599-9800. 281-599-9800. You can Skype your show from your home to our Redlands, California studio, where our live producers and engineers are ready to work with you personally. A radio program on KCAA is the perfect work from home avocation in these stressful times. Just type kcaaradio.com into your browser to learn more about hosting a show on the best station in the nation, or call our CEO for details. 281-599-9800.
And now, the voices of KCAA with an exciting announcement.
Want to hear NBC News or KCAA anywhere you go? Well, now there's an app for that.
KCAA is celebrating 25 years and our silver anniversary with a brand new app.
The new KCAA app is now available on your smart device, cell phone, in your car, or any place.
Just search KCAA on Google Play or in the Apple Store.
One touch and you can listen on your car radio, Bluetooth device, Android Auto, or Apple CarPlay.
Catch the KCAA buzz in your earbuds or on the streets, celebrating 25 years of talk, news, and excellence with our new KCAA app.
Just do it and download it.
KCAA, celebrating 25 years.
Well, welcome back. So I just have, after this anecdote we shared in this story, I hope it was amusing to everyone, and I hope that you stop and think. That you allow yourself to, for these, this message to kind of sit there and let yourself recognize that you have the power to make a change. The only one who can transform your effects in life is you and no one else. So today I invite you to take up that responsibility, because it is only our responsibility to see different effects on every choice that you make. And that's here and now, not in your past. Your past has already passed. And your present can be a better future if you allow it to be. And you allow the Holy Spirit handle it for you, allowing Him to guide you when to speak, where to go, and what to do. What do you think about that, Brenda?
Yeah, completely right. Completely. So I don't know if I can share my...
Of course you can.
Okay, please help me with English if I...
I will translate with whatever you need.
So I have a beautiful example today about taking responsibility.
So I'm going to tell you what I'm looking at just for her. Yes, she has a whole graph. She has a little bigger than 8.5 by 11 poster board here in front of me. And she's divided it into four sections. And you were saying?
Yeah, of course. I will explain the first scenery.
The first scenery. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. So you correct me if I say something wrong.
Oh, okay.
Okay. This expansion happened with one of my friends that comes to my house. And always when she comes to my house, we expand any topic with the Holy Spirit. I always ask for, okay, Spirit, show us the truth in this situation. So, and she said, Brenda, I have a conflict in my house. And I said, uh-huh, what happened? She said, I want my kids do the chores without I'm telling them. This sounds beautiful, I said.
She wants them to do, let me just laugh at this. She wants them to do chores without her telling them to do chores.
Yes.
Actually, I've seen it happen. Go ahead. It's happened in my house just with the forgiveness part.
All right.
Go ahead.
This one is good. You will love it. Okay. That one, it was the conflict. She wanted, she said that she really wanted that.
Okay.
And you know me. And then I said, okay, so the next question was, what will happen with you if your child's already organized everything and you comes to the house and see everything cleaning? She was with a huge smile.
Because she would wish that would be happening.
Uh-huh, because she said, oh, Brenda, I will feel valorada.
I will feel valued.
Value and considerada.
And considered.
And then I said, oh, okay. So what you really want is being...
To be valued.
To be valued and considered.
And to be considered
and
of
to
her.
To be considered. And she started thinking, yes, that was I really
so
want.
So then she doesn't want her house to be clean.
Uh-huh. And then...
See what happens when you go deeper into your thoughts.
Yes, yes. And then we found the real conflict that she didn't feel with herself value.
She didn't feel valued and considered.
And considering. And then I said, okay, what will happen next? And the belief that she was telling me in this moment, she said, "Is you know, Brenda, is the kids from this area,
mm-hmm.
they didn't value."
Oh, she's saying that the uh-huh. kids in this time
uh-huh.
don't value
their parents or
their parents
everything that we do for them.
Okay, so they're not appreciative.
Uh-huh.
They don't appreciate what their parents are doing for them. The children of this generation,
uh-huh.
the young people.
And she said, yes, this is true. And she was very like certainty that
she was upset.
This belief that this is true.
Yeah.
The kids from
this generation
do not value their parents or anything. And then
yeah.
I said, oh, okay. So taking responsibility, you have that belief. And then you're experimenting the conflict that is an effect
correct.
For this belief. So you don't feel like anybody in your house value
you.
Because you're sustaining the belief that the kids from this area don't value anybody.
Correct. So what you were able to see is that behind the belief
uh-huh.
is the effect.
Uh-huh.
So when we remove the effect, the belief, we then get new effects.
Uh-huh.
Right?
And then I said, you will... you are going to able right now to leave to the Holy Spirit hands this belief.
Okay, so we're going to place the belief that young people of this generation do not value. We're going to lay that belief in the hands of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she was like, okay. And then I said, if we took responsibility, what will be the questions? No me valoro.
I don't value myself.
No valoro a otros.
I don't value others.
Quiero arreglar afuera.
And I want to fix outside of me.
Uh-huh.
Not then, inside of me.
Uh-huh. She wanted to fix the kids.
And then also we see, I saw a third one here that says, yo no me valore. Mm-hmm. So also in her past, she mm-hmm. hasn't valued herself.
Yeah. And then going deep, when I took this decision.
When did I decide this?
Mm-hmm. To believe in this.
To believe that young people do not value.
We didn't go in that one, but it was.
But that's the next step to the psychotherapy. Yeah,
that's what we do in our therapy, going the deep.
Go deeper.
When uh-huh. you take the decision.
To be able to see when it became active
mm-hmm.
and why it's causing its reactions now yeah. today in your life.
And then in this scenario, the kids are innocent.
And this scenario, the kids are innocent. That is true. Because they really aren't. It's a belief that she has.
Uh-huh.
The children aren't doing anything. Or the young people of this generation have nothing to do with her thinking they don't value uh-huh. the world or her.
Uh-huh.
But it was a belief she was carrying. And she was projecting it outside of her instead of going in
mm-hmm.
to be able to see it inside. And that's why this program, this show is called Inner Peace. Because we have so much conflict inside mm-hmm. that we, with the help of the Holy Spirit and with psychotherapists, we can take a look at them yes. and remove the cause which began all this, which is usually a very rooted belief that needs to be seen, and then let go in the hands of the Holy Spirit so the effect changes and you see something different. Which mm-hmm. in the course we would call a miracle.
Yeah. And everybody can do this by themselves.
It is very easy.
Mm-hmm.
This is very easy to do.
It needs to be very honest with yourself.
Yes, that is mm-hmm. true.
And that's what happened. That's what we do as a therapist. We see the honesty in the mind. And we...
Yes.
Yeah.
Because the ego tries to play tricks on us. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we try to do it on our own. But sometimes we don't see the truth because we don't want to see it. We're a little bit afraid of it. In a sense, we left home because there's fear that lies behind seeing the truth of who we really are. Uh-huh. Which is if we really recognize ourselves as that truth.
Yep.
Fear we would come to recognize it's nothing. It would just dissipate yeah. into like smoke. It would dissipate
yeah
in the clouds.
Let me tell you
into
something.
The nothingness.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Let me tell you something that I experiment when I go in deep and showing the ego mm-hmm. size. I feel things in my body, so I will feel right now.
Coldness?
Yeah, I'm very cold.
She's freezing. She just touched yeah. me. Her body is like ice.
Just my hands. Just uh-huh. my hands. But when I go in deep in the anybody brain to see the big picture, that it was not the conflict with the kids. It was to take responsibility. My body showed me that I'm going
deeper. Your body responds to the deepness of the spirit that's going into that the patient to be healed or liberated from these ideas or beliefs.
Yes, Lupita, because for most of my life I'm trying to fix outside. When the things are not in my way, I wanted to change outside. I wanted to change something outside.
Correct.
And now this is take responsibility, and of course the ego doesn't want to leave
his house.
Yeah.
The ego lives in our left mind, for those of you who are listening to us, and mm-hmm. the spirit would live in our right mind, which is the right-minded. And really, we say that. We say it's the ego, but really the ego is nothing because it too is, just like fear, a figment of our imagination, and the Holy Spirit will be reinterpreting him as well, or it as well. Whatever we want to say it is, because it really is nothing. But it's what holds us back from really being who we truly are and recognizing our true identity as children of God. Because it really is nothing.
Yeah.
But now that I say that you speak about beliefs, and as moms, Mm-hmm. I'm remembering like a couple of years ago how I was a totally different person because I did want to change my kids. I did want them to have good grades and be all over them and say, hey, why aren't you doing it? And I still do it. I'm still doing my I'm going to say the script of a mom. I'm still doing my responsibility as a script, as a mother, but as a with the point of view of the spirit where I no longer want them to change. I just ask the spirit, show me what I need to see and how I need to speak to them to either guide them or motivate them to have their grades increase or anything I want to see different in my experience, in my movie. We have to go to the spirit, no one else.
Okay, so I have something else to draw, but I will explain it in another
episode.
Okay. This is very interesting too, but I need to do it.
Yeah, she's now drawing stick people because she's amazing. She's amazing. The reason I say she's amazing, she's been my personal therapist for quite a few years, actually since we began together 3 years ago. And she gets very profound. She can point out the ego a mile away. And I love that in her because she's got this, she gets so in tune with allowing the spirit to take over the session during therapy that she moves herself completely and allows the spirit to do the therapy. So when she does this is when the beauty of healing and the beauty of liberation occurs. And that's why we love to share what we're sharing. And we want everyone that reaches this show, this episode, to understand that it's also very passionate because we aren't just sharing theory like she said earlier, but we're sharing experience. We're sharing our lives that have been transformed in less than three years or in about 3 years.
Yes. Yeah. I said when we learn how to do our homework in life to fight with all those negative thoughts, imagine, I remember one time that I was talking with my daughter. I was a little bit mad and I said, mi amor, I said, it was an
example.
You were
mad and you said, mi amor?
Yes. Yeah, I said, yeah, it happened.
It happens, but when we're trying to be a good mom or trying to look like we're good. Because that's an image as well. Go ahead.
But this is a very nice example when every of us do our own homework in life. So fight with our own negativity.
Correct.
Our own ego. I said, Dana, it was your time to wash your clothes. So if you put your clothes in the laundry machine and I'm next and your daddy's next, if you don't finish and do your dry your clothes, I'm going to be waiting for you to finish. And then your dad is going to be waiting.
Uh-huh.
So, but if you go in the laundry machine, you do your clothes, you dry your clothes, you put it in your closet, then me, everything is like fluently.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened with someone is not doing their own homework?
They cause others to delay?
Yes. And this is what happened to me in life or with the spirit. I want to do my homework. And everyone can do their own homework and fight with their own negativity because
their own
thoughts. Because everyone has el maestro interno
is the inner teacher.
Inner teacher or the God voice inside.
The voice of God, which is the Holy Spirit.
Yes. In every situation it has thousands of ways
to perceive it.
Yes.
Yeah, and it is really a desire. You have to desire it with all your heart to allow the Holy Spirit to show you his perspective, because our perspective will always be incorrect, because as eyes made out of clay cannot see and ears cannot hear the truth. So we have to ask so that he shows us his perspective and guides us where we need to do, what we need to say, and if we should intervene or not, or stay mm-hmm. quiet.
Do you experiment when in the houses everything is doing their own chores? How does it feel? Everything is fast?
Actually, in my house, nobody really does anything. We really, the way I've been handling it is I tell everyone, nobody really does anything around my house. But when I would need something clean, because I haven't gotten to it, I just say, okay, pick a chore. And then they pick a chore. And they feel very happy to be the first one to pick. Because mm-hmm. they usually pick, I'll pick up the living room. And I usually go with the youngest to the oldest. Mm-hmm. And I'll say the older ones sweep and mop and
yeah.
or wash dishes and or clean the kitchen. And the younger ones will just tidy their room or tidy the living room, the younger ones. I have quite a few kids. So that's the way we handle it. And within the hour, the house is clean. So and that doesn't happen like on a daily basis. I just say, okay. We're living in, it's pretty messy now, everyone to action. And
but
they do.
But imagine when every of us do our own homework.
Well, it'd be great. It'd be impeccable.
Yes.
It would be impeccable.
Yeah, but we are learning. So we are the ones who are doing our homework or cleaning.
Cleaning our mind.
Our mind.
Well, actually, the cleaning is done by the Spirit of God, but we have to just be vigilant and hand it over and do the releasing. Mm-hmm. I release in your hands, which is the forgiveness prayer, and say, show it to me a different way so I could react a different way.
Yep.
And most of that time would be reacting in peace so it could continue spreading across your family and then across your schools and then across your communities and then across the world. And that is our message
yeah.
today. That we really,
I remember
this inner peace program
yeah.
needs to reach the world.
I remember when I started training my mind, I said, really, I need to be concentrated in my thoughts every time. And the answer, it was yes.
Every time.
Because the thoughts never stop.
No, they don't. And actually, I'm going to be doing a little Meditate With Me at Night program on Facebook Live. I'll be doing that starting mm-hmm. October 1st all the way to October 14th. And it's precisely to teach that, to say our mind doesn't rest even during the nighttime. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've experienced, but I sometimes don't feel like I even rest because my mind is going and going. And that's why a lot of times we have either dreams or nightmares depending on what we want to experience. A lot of times it's what's in our mind that reaches us that. So thank you all for listening. And we're going to close out with prayer once again, just like we began. And we're going to pray. This holy instant would we give to you. Be you in charge, for you will follow us. Certain that your direction gives us peace and to all. Thank you all for listening. Inner Peace Radio. Enjoy your week. Thank you for listening. At Inner Peace Radio, we provide ways to cultivate mindfulness, embrace meditation, and nurture your soul.
I'm Brenda, and for more information about psychotherapy service, please reach me at 909-678-0617. Mi nombre es Brenda, y si quieres más información para sesiones privadas de psicoterapia, por favor llama al 909-678-0617.
And I am Lupe. You can reach me at my website, embracepeace.com, and you can book a session there. Thank you for listening.
The most diversified radio station on the dial, KCAA.
What is your plan for your beneficiaries to manage your final expenses when you pass away? Life insurance, annuities, bank accounts, investment accounts, all require a death certificate, which takes 10 days based on the national average. which means no money is immediately available, and this causes stress and arguments. Simple solution, the beneficiary liquidity plan. Use money you already have, no need to come up with additional funds. The funds grow tax-deferred and pass tax-free to your named beneficiaries. The death benefit is paid out in 24 to 48 hours without a death certificate. You heard me right. Without a death certificate. Call us at 1-800-306-5086.
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
No, it's Super Roth!
Okay, a gimmicky opening for a commercial about Super Roth Universal Life Insurance, but I'm sure it got your attention. Now, what is a Super Roth, you ask? It's a permanent indexed universal life insurance that's totally liquid and easily accessible once it matures, can be used to supplement retirement savings or a death benefit, or both, has no income or contribution limit, has no five-year rule like Roth IRAs, has no 10% penalty for accessing the funds before age 59 and a half. Oh, and the average historical returns are 5 to 7% annually, tax-free. Super Roths also lock in gains, which means you don't lose your money when the market is down. Sounds incredible, right? Sounds super? Super Roths are the way of the future, specifically your future. To see if you qualify for a Super Roth, go online to thesuperroth.com.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Dibbs, teacher running for school board here in Garden Grove Unified Trustee Area 1. We need quality vocational education. The district cut 10 intermediate school wood shop classes and 4 auto shop classes. We need these classes back so students can have a better future. No matter where you live across this country, please support this effort so we can have quality vocational education. Go to nickdibbs.org, nickdibbs.org. Thank you.
I approve this announcement paid for by Dibbs for School Board 2024.
We've got to hire a new marshal, Derek Marshall. Your ballots are in the mail. Mail them in today. Now there's something to vote for because there's a new marshal in town. Vote Derek Marshall for 23rd Congress.
Y'all know we need to change Congress. The current Congress does nothing but fight with each other. They've forgotten why we sent them there, to work. Let's marshal and fix our problems at the border. A comprehensive plan, not political rhetoric and infighting.
Yes, there's a new marshal in town.
The rent is too darn high. Let's marshal in affordable housing and real affordable universal health care. Better union jobs.
The current Congress member put his party first and not people. But there's a new marshal in town.
Our incumbent party politician voted no on the recently passed bipartisan infrastructure bill. He voted no to $3 billion in new funds for our district and no to 35,000 new jobs right here at home. He said, we need a secure border, but now he's rolled it back to play politics. We need to marshal real solutions.
Vote for Derek Marshall, because we've got to hire a new marshal, Derek Marshall. You can go to DerekMarshallCA.com, paid for by Derek Marshall for Congress.
My name is Derek Marshall, and I approve this message.
Hi, y'all. Merle here. Good news. For once, my neighbors is jealous of me. You want to know why? Because my grass is growing and looking green, and I can sit on my sofa out in the front yard, and I don't even have to overwater it anymore. You know how I did it? I listened to Damn Water Boys on the Water Zone every Thursday night on KCIA. Well, I got me a smart controller, and now it waters at night, and my yard looks darn tootin'. No more sneaking around and hooking up my hose to my neighbor's spigot in the middle of the night, and his dog won't bite me anymore. And you can do it too. Listening is easier than ever. KCAA is now screaming online.
It's streaming.
What?
It's streaming, you dummy.
Well, I don't know much about streaming, but they're doing it apparently at KCAAradio.com. So anywho, listen to The Water Zone and fix your yacht up right here at KCAA, the station that leaves no listener behind.
Located in the heart of San Bernardino, California, the Teamsters Local 1932 Training Center is designed to train workers for high-demand, good-paying jobs in various industries throughout the Inland Empire. If you want a pathway to a high-paying job and the respect that comes with a union contract, visit 1932trainingcenter.org to enroll today. That's 1932trainingcenter.org.
Thank you.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Carton. The city of Asheville, North Carolina, is being hit with floodwaters of biblical proportions. Once-in-a-century floods from the remnants of Hurricane Helene have laid waste to the city of 95,000, with homes and buildings flattened, mudslides, power outages, and roads just washed away.
This hotel here in downtown is one of the few places in all of Asheville that has Wi-Fi, and people here are gathering morning, noon, and night for a chance at some cell phone reception to get a message out to their loved ones that they have essentially been cut off from. No word yet on when services will be fully restored here.
NBC's George Solis in Asheville, North Carolina. At least 60 deaths all across the southeast.